Dang it. What was I saying? The human dongle.
Oh, get your finger out of my eye.
Way better now that you've stopped touching it.
Yes, I was...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
This is Erin Barnes. How's it going, Mrs. Hunt?
Oh, hey, Erin. Did you just call from a Tulsa phone number?
I did. So, your chat was pretty awesome.
Well, wasn't it? And it wasn't just my chat. It was the whole CPS Reds.
I know.
I actually got the job duty of putting everything on Canva and then putting it into a scheduled tweet, you know?
Right.
So, that's
well, and then having this conversation as well, you were chosen as tribute for this conversation.
Yes, by none other than my husband.
Yeah.
He has this thing about giving me these jobs, and it's like, well, I don't want to bother anyone else with it, so I'll just let Steph do it, you know?
That's awesome. That is so awesome. So, wow.
I would say it's a blessing and a curse to be married to the superintendent.
Okay, so your questions were kind of amazing.
Yes, that was actually Kevin's idea. It was our superintendent's idea.
Okay.
I can't take credit for that.
That's
but then
okay.
We did a group of us. We called our ISTE group. It was everyone that went to ISTE together. We worked on the questions together. So.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. What? What would you say was your favorite question from the night?
Oh, heck, I'm going to have to bring them up. I don't know.
Well, I'll be honest. I thought you guys were super devious and just brilliant for asking what topic or discussion would you or your school be willing to moderate for an Oklahoma Ed chat? And what topics
you know,
are you interested in? Well, because, hello, you just got 15 people volunteering to host an Oklahoma Ed chat.
Exactly.
You don't have to worry about
and, you know, that's, that has been Ann Beck and Kevin Himes' duty to sign people up for the chat, you know, and
yes.
to try to recruit people for the chat. And so that was a great question.
No, I thought so too. Okay, so I do have another question. How big do you think OklaEd will get? We aren't just Oklahoma educators participating in this Sunday night chat anymore. I mean, we've got pretty regular guests from Virginia, from Florida, from Chicago, from California. I mean, I don't want to change the name by any means, but how do we still serve all of these people under one hashtag?
Well, I personally feel like I think it's a tribute to OklaEd that so many people are recognizing our chat and want to be a part of it. I don't think that we need to change anything that we're doing or change our hashtag. We're just drawing more people in.
And I love it. I think it's amazing.
I do too.
And so this happened 5 years ago, am I right? Because I think I came in well after it was established, but...
I'm thinking that this was really dreamed up at UConn at the first Ed Camp in UConn, and I think it was 2013, but it could have been 2012. I might be a little off on that, but it was like in February. The hashtag was born between a group of... people, I was actually present at that time, but I'm not taking any of the credit for it. And then pretty soon, well, in fact, from there, we might have actually had the first chat. It was just a daytime thing. And then I think that right soon after that, we just started the Sunday night chats.
I think OklaEd has probably got one of the most responsive hashtags out there. I mean, I have questions, and I'll hashtag OklaEd and get responses within, you know, minutes sometimes.
Exactly. exactly. I think that the Ed camps have really helped in making that movement, and I think that the core people, most of those core people that were there in UConn on that Saturday Ed camp, have just continued relentlessly to put it out there. And then our State Department of Education has picked it up, and they, I went to, what is their summer traveling?
Engage Ed Camp.
And at Engage, I think almost every session that I went to, the presenter mentioned Okla Ed, and I thought, how wonderful is that? That I'm sitting in here. I was there the day that it was born, and now we have our State Department of Education actually promoting it. So I thought that was really cool.
That is amazing. Well, and Scott and I are, you know, you're our 31st episode of the Okla Ed podcast.
That is just crazy. It's just like more new things are coming up because of the chat, just like you and Scott doing this podcast, and it's just amazing.
It's a lot of fun, and I think if you're a lurker, if you're a chat participant, the professional development, and I only use Twitter for education. I really don't get on there for much of anything else, but the professional development that can come out of this hashtag is insane.
Yes, I totally agree.
So what else is on
amazing?
What else is on the horizon for CPS Reds? Do you guys have any other Twitter chats in mind, or maybe getting students to do one night, or what?
Well, we thought it would be pretty cool to have our students do it one night. Our student council that was brought up. Maybe student council could do that. I don't know at this point. We are in the middle of a 5-year strategic plan, and it seems like most of our free time is with that. But we'll definitely come up with something to get back on and let our students lead one.
Well, I think that would be fun, but this one is going to resonate for a while. I mean, this chat was really good.
Okay,
I can't wait to see the discussion Scott and I have, you know, that comes from it. So.
Right. Well, we... like I said, it was a group effort. It was Tanya Gaunt, Krista Steiner, Vanessa Perez, Tyler Bridges, Kevin Heim, and myself. Kevin dreamed the topic, and then we all came up with questions. So,
well, it was
just a group effort.
Spectacular.
And I think we had like 23 CPS Reds actually in the chat that night. We had 13 or 14 at the board office with us during the chat. And then we had others that just joined from their home.
No, I almost was like, all right, what was the incentive? The incentive that Mr. Heim threw out there? Because there is CPS Reds bleeding through this chat.
We didn't have an incentive, believe it or not. I feel like we just have, you know, things start with leadership. If the leadership team envisions us being active on Twitter and expects us to put our stories out there, then our faculty just rallies around, and I just feel like that Mr. Heim does a great job of that.
I totally agree with you there. If there is, I mean, Coach Heim and I, we like to butt heads here and there. I think it's all in fun. You know, we just kind of poke fun at each other a little
sure.
bit. But there, if there is one thing I've said over and over and over again, your community rallies around that CPS Reds, and he has created the most amazing culture for your school out there.
Well, that's so nice of you to say. Yes, he just feels like that we have to be out there and tell our story and meet our parents where they're at, and our CPS Reds hashtag has been phenomenal for the past probably 5 or 6 years. We've been in Clinton for 6 years, and so it's probably been 5 that we really made the move with the hashtag, so... We have lots of parents and community members that follow us, and so it's pretty amazing.
Well, the Himes are pretty hooked up in Oklahoma education, and we really appreciate you guys for all that you contribute. And thanks for talking to me here also.
Thank you so much.
Ready, go now.
Welcome back to Okla Said, the official Okla Ed podcast. We had quite an amazing chat lined up this week, but before we get into it, Scott, where can we find you on the Twitters?
At Teach From Here.
And I am at ebarn73, and we don't have an at for the podcast, but you can always hashtag, Okla Said and ask us questions, or, you know, in the Okla Ed, we're really hooked up, so you can Okla Ed ask us questions as well.
And,
how else can they ask us questions?
Well, they can, they can do a review at the old Apple Store or wherever they found this podcast.
Yeah.
They can also leave comments on the landing page for this podcast, the teachingfromhere.com landing page, where it should be linked into the podcast.
Scotty, this is our 31st episode.
Can you believe?
I kind of can't, because it doesn't feel like we've been doing this for very long, but that's 31 weeks.
That's over half a year.
No, I know. I'm amazed sometimes.
You know whose idea it was to do a podcast?
Yours? Mine?
Yours.
Yeah.
How genius are you?
Oh, well, you've gone too far.
Nope.
This week, though, CPS Reds hosted this chat.
Indeed.
And that's so fun having, I mean, we've seen a class host
so
the
sorry.
Chat.
I'm so sorry. Aaron, I said indeed. Yeah. Gosh dang it.
Everybody take a drink. we've seen a class host a chat.
Yep.
But now a school is getting involved, and there were several teachers that submitted questions for this chat, as you heard from Ms. Heim, and it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was a great chat, and school has started, and our Sunday nights have been a little wonky, so I have not been very regular with the chatting, but oh my goodness gracious me, when I was going through this chat, it was wonderful looking
it
at
was
all
so
the stuff.
Good. Yeah, I feel like people are going to start saying, okay, she said this chat was on fire again. But I do think every single week we have just got an explosion of people ready to, offer up answers and be willing to grow. And I really appreciate that. So it's not that I'm offering platitudes of this chat was on fire, or what a great chat, but I just every week am blown away when I go back through and look at how many people, how much great information came from it, and mm-hmm. this was another great chat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah. The topic was, what can Okla Ed do for you?
Man, I know a guy doing some research on Okla Ed, and boy, did that guy love reading this chat.
Yeah. So you didn't get to participate real time with this one?
No, and in fact, Vanessa Perez, who was at V Perezzi, tweeted me like, where are you? Almost
yeah,
like accusatory.
Like,
this is right up your alley, homie. Get in here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe when defense time comes, some of these tweets can help you out, sir.
It's possible that the names will be changed to protect the innocent, but some of the things shared from this chat were very strong.
Well, let's dive in. Do you want to?
Yeah, let's do.
All right. Question one. Tell us about your involvement with the hashtag OklaEd. Regular in the chat, hosted a chat lurker. Do you follow and contribute during the week or just on Sunday nights? So, gosh, we've got a lot of people in there, and they fit every one of these categories.
Yep.
I myself am a regular. I have hosted a chat, but I began by lurking.
I think I lurked for all of reading the first question, introduce yourself.
You're better than me, that's for
but
sure.
I did have an adult dad drink within reach, and I had really sweaty palms the first time. And then some
right.
dude named Wes Fryer added me to some list and favorited my thing, and I was like, what the heck just happened?
Well, Emily Breadwit is who I chose for this chat. This question. She is at Emily Jomahan.
Emily Jomahan.
All right. She said, still new to this, loving the community I'm seeing here, though. I feel like this may be the beginning of a beautiful friendship. And Emily, if you're anything like me or Scotty, yes, it is. Just keep coming back, sister.
Yep. I remember the first, we met through Twitter, Erin.
Yes.
Through the Oakland Ed chat, if I remember correctly.
I remember the first time kind of getting back and forth with, I think it was Tyler Bridges, before I realized he was an assistant superintendent at the time. And I remember in, you know, college, when you're going to school in education, you're like, okay, these people are something, and you always want to be on your best behavior because, you know, they could deploy you someday.
Yeah, superintendent.
And he and I are going back and forth, and then it wasn't until later that I realized he was an assistant superintendent, and I should have probably watched what I had to say. But I love that in Oakland Ed, everybody's on a level playing field here.
You know, I was just getting ready to say that, so I don't need to know. I went with Ton Rundle, who is at Ton Rundle, who said, mainly weekly and Sunday night lurker, however, have had students host a chat.
Nice.
I'll tell you what, I am fascinated by the Oakla Ed lurker.
You want to know more?
I want to know more.
Ton, maybe you and Scotty should hook up here.
Perhaps. Because there's a reason you're lurking, but coming back every week.
Yes.
And Ton is not the only one.
Okay. Can you identify how saying? Many are out there? Is there a way to identify how many are out
know.
There?
I know a guy that knows a guy, and they have tried to figure that question out.
Okay.
And they have run into the whole do not, you know, you shall not pass situation.
Okay. Like up at Twitter's.
Yeah. Question two, share a quote or statement from Oakla Ed that has made a strong effect on your school.
Right. And I think I said something like, one. there was a chat last year that happened sometimes, Scott, and I think actually myself and maybe Purcell, Anthony Purcell, had talked about making a calendar, like a tear-off calendar.
Okay.
Each page being an awesome quote from the Oakland Ed chats.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
And you've got all that information. Maybe you should compile this.
Calendar. I do have about 420-something thousand of the Oakla Ed tweets
so maybe
available.
You can leave 365 for us?
It's possible. Quite possible. Okay. Yeah, I don't know that I could think of just one, but I got to be honest. I went with Melinda Parks, who is at McCap Sparks, and she said, probably at Blue Cereal Educations, don't they just make posters question? RE student leadership pushed me to make for sure that isn't all we do.
That's awesome.
And she's sort of being serious in that.
Oh, I know.
In that she wants to make sure that that's not the vision that comes out of her kiddos, her Stuco students.
Exactly.
But also, what was hilarious was that tweet by Blue Cereal kind of reverberated across the United States, which
yes.
I found humorous.
Yes, I'm sure he did a little bit too.
And knowing Blue Cereal and knowing that he was partly being serious and partly not.
Right.
Yeah.
I picked two tweets here. Forgive me.
No, I picked two tweets later, so go for it.
Okay. My first one was awesome, and it was Jack Reed, and he is JL Reed 2011. He said, I have tried to think of one. And I'm just unable. I get something from every chat, more than just a soundbite, but a meaningful thought. Yeah. And I picked that because, yes, that's the right answer. But I picked Becky Maldonado, and she is at Becky
Laoshi.
She had a great quote, and it was hashtag audiobooks are not cheating. And I was like, yes! Appreciate it.
There's been a book or two shared this summer.
Yeah, and I don't think audiobooks are cheating either.
Nope. And
oh, you know what? You picked two for this one.
Oh, did I pick two for
and
this one?
One of them is the same one I picked.
Yep.
Jack. We both like Jack.
We both like Jack, and I went with that one too.
It's just page down.
Yeah, I didn't page down. Sorry, my bad. There's also been good drink suggestions this summer if you haven't paid attention to Oakla Ed chat as well as favorite donut conversations. So yeah, you got it. If you're not participating, Why aren't you participating?
We are an eclectic mix of people.
Oh, yes, ma'am. That is correct.
Well, question three. What do you like best about Okla Ed? And you know what I find awesome and hilarious here?
What's that?
Both of us picked people that are not a part of Oklahoma to share these tweets. I went with Todd Russo, who's in New York. He says, living in New York gives me a different perspective on what's happening elsewhere and teaching and learning. Also, what we have in common. Mm-hmm. And then he had that amazing meme with Amy Poehler, and it has an excellent quote on it. It was...
Yes, Aaron. We're all a Twitter. Do you get it? Twitter. We're a Twitter.
I get it. It says, find a group of people who challenge and inspire you. Spend a lot of time with them, and it will change your life. Mm-hmm. And I love Amy Poehler. B, I love Todd Russo. C, that quote is so true.
Yeah, that's good. And the Black Apple, who started joining us this spring-ish, and I believe she's from back east as well. Now, listen to the pronouns on this. This is what I think is awesome. She said, people on Okla Ed give 100% to the chats. If we disagree with someone, it's respectful. We come together as one.
And she associates with Okla Ed
yes,
now. I love this.
I thought that was great. Yep.
I love it.
Pronouns are important. And they're not the only two. Now, we just happen to pick those two, but there are a lot of other reasons that people Okla Ed. But we do have people from Virginia, from Wyoming, from California. We've had people from all over who are regular Okla Ed chatters.
Oh, yeah. Can I cheat here?
Oh, for sure.
Okay. So, I mean, just walking through the list... the people behind the hashtag. I was able to get my first job in Oklahoma with this hashtag. Learning how people approach education in their towns and how they use it. The list goes on and on. Making connections, a community of congruence, a variety of genuine and compassionate people. You know, I mean, the list goes on, and they're all so different, but they are all so Okla Ed. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd point that out there if that was okay.
Yeah, that's great.
It was very difficult to pick one.
It was hard to pick one.
And there's another question that comes in just a minute. Question number four.
Yeah, my question.
I'll just let you say it.
Okay. Share something you have learned from Okla Ed. Bang.
Yep. Too many things to list. I see something cool come out, and I'm like, all right, going to go get an account. Let me try that. And some of it I've been like, oh, I see exactly what they're getting.
Right.
And then some of it I've been like, I don't know what the heck. Maybe that person's never heard of this, you know?
Right.
But it's fun to go out and try new things to see if it's something that can be added to, you know, your classroom.
Yeah, and you can get some good feedback, too. You know, sometimes, you know, my one knock against Okla Ed is sometimes we're all like, hey, that's a good idea. Oh, yeah, great idea. Great. That's
I love that. You're so awesome. You're so genuine.
And sometimes I need that. But also, kind of like the Black Apple said, sometimes there's some disagreement on there. And I think there's been some good challenge, I don't know if challenge is necessarily the right word, but some good disagreement where you can learn from each other, different
yes.
points of view, different perspective. Hey, Scott, you're flipping your classroom. That's not fair for some students. Boom.
Right.
There's a conversation that can happen. So I just think there's so much that's offered.
No, I totally, and the growth that can come, like, I've never considered myself a racist person, but do I have implicit biases?
Right.
Yes, I sure do. And, right. you know, Okla Ed helped me there. And you know what else? I try not to say you guys anymore. Like, just because of, Aaron Baker's chat.
Right.
You know, there are things that just in the time that we've been doing this, I have grown personally because of these chats, and they, you know, just make you open your eyes a little bit more to somebody else's perspective.
Right. You know, it's really good. I went with Adam Gene McPhail. I think he added Gene recently, by the way.
I think he did too.
How to think outside the box. Don't teach Coach Lead like you were taught Coach Led.
Yes.
That's almost my mantra.
Yeah. No, I mean, you did a whole Ignite talk on that, right? Yeah,
pretty much.
So I went with Kelly Jo Myers. She is at Kelly Jo 5KM. She said, "I'm not on an island and neither are you. Okla Ed straight talks and helps me see beyond my four walls." And that's somebody right there from the CPS Reds. I mean, and when I think of CPS Reds, I think of a pretty hooked up community.
Right.
I mean, they're out in the middle of the nowhere. They have to be hooked up with each other, right?
Right.
And, no, I'm just kidding. But seriously, Okla Ed opened you up.
Right. And I think she brings up a good point there. When I was first teaching, back when, how was it that our friend John Bennett from Virginia said when dirt was still clear?
Yes, yes.
You know, if I wanted professional development, it was within the four walls of my building. And
yes.
One time a year, we would have a regional thing because we were a small enough school district that we combined with like six or seven others. And I drove up to Stillwater for the day and had some fun. And I still just sat around all the people that I already knew. But now with Twitter, that's gone bye-bye. And I tried Twitter a couple times. It took Okla Ed for Twitter to stick with me.
Yeah,
because,
me too.
Because then I found my peeps. I found my tweeps, as it were.
Yes. Well, yeah, I've been a member since like 2009 or something.
You're not a member. You're not a member.
I'm not?
No. You're
what
a participant, man. You're active.
No, no, no.
Just like anybody could be. There's no membership here.
Well, Twitter tells me I've been on since 2009. But I didn't really start getting hooked up until Dr. Brown showed me what Twitter could do for me. Yeah. Question 5. What topics are you interested in for upcoming chats? This one was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it was this question and then the next one, 5B. Were darn sneaky and super awesome.
Yeah. And before you get going, and I didn't choose it, but Andre Dowdy later in the chat said, and by the way, question 5 was straight butter.
Yeah. No. And so I picked him.
Loved
but
it.
Did you know if you go back and search A5 on Okla Ed, he gave like 7 or 8 different tweets for this one question.
Yeah.
And so I picked one of them, but like I said, you can go back and look. He's got like 6 or 7, 8, you know, tweets out there of things that he'd like to see. But I picked the one, why haven't T's gone on strike? Why haven't teachers gone on strike? And what will be the final straw? Because I do remember when legislation had let out and we still hadn't had a balanced bill. I was like, listen, I'm in. If anybody, I mean, I'm in. And there were a few people that had, you know, tweeted around that. But what will be the final straw? Why haven't we gone on strike yet?
Right. And
I don't know.
And do you do it? Are you willing to do it?
Do you do it? I mean, I know.
Because now, you know, if that happened, part of me is like, oh, gosh. I mean, people depend on schools to be open. People depend on students to be in the schools. There's a lot of things that depend on teachers fully staffing those things every day. So on the
right.
If all of a sudden teachers aren't there, I get that that's an issue, like huge. On the other hand, I also get that that would be such a huge issue, it would send a strong message. And so,
you know, when would be the best time for this teacher strike to happen?
Are we fomenting a rebellion?
January, when they first get into session and we strike and they're forced to balance an awesome budget
like
before we come back.
Day 2 of the session.
Yeah.
You know what
Well, don't wait till the last day. Yeah.
You know what I was thinking after all the shenanigans from last spring, not that I would even begin to know how to do this, but what if we made it some sort of constitutional amendment-y thing that there had to be a budget passed by the second week of February? That gives them 1 month.
You know? I like
I mean,
that
they tried to cram
too.
One through in 5 days last spring. So here's a whole month, and you can dedicate it to your budget right off the bat. And then from halfway through February through May, you know exactly how much you have to spend. How about that? Pretty brilliant. Yeah, yeah. I went with Brody Smith here, who is at Broby_Smythe. And he said, how about a pre-service hosted chat? We ask you what you want from us. Boom.
Ah, I like it.
He goes with Dr. Terry Collin down at OU.
Okay.
So there you go. Pre-service teacher rolling through chat.
man, she has got so many people hooked up there. And since iPad Palooza, you know, a lot of students were at the iPad Palooza. Have you noticed your Twitter activity getting pretty filled up with people saying, I'm following this person now. Yeah. I'm following this person. That's kind of fun. I'm glad that she's, I mean, it took me several years to get hooked up into the Twitters, and they're doing it beforehand. Can you imagine what kind of teachers these guys are going to be?
And there was
I just did it. Sorry.
These
I
folks, am being mindful. These folks. The students that we taught in, at Oklahoma State in the class that we had with them, they had to participate in Twitter too. So we really worked hard up there also to get them engaged. But I don't know what the secret is for OU. I always felt like the OU kids were more frequently in, and maybe that's because they were scattered all around, whereas at OSU it was part of a specific week of teaching.
Sure.
So maybe there's a difference in how the courses are set up. So question 5B.
What topic or discussion would you or your school be willing to moderate for an Oklahoma Ed Chat? And this was beautiful. Because, you know, there are some days when you get an email from Ann Beck that's like, hey, does anybody want to fill this hole on this date? You know, and she's struggling to find people, her and Coach Heim, you know, superintendent. I call him Coach because he's got that on there. But Superintendent Heim are the people who do the bulk of the scheduling here, right? They just got 15, 20, 25 chats lined up.
Straight butt up for days, as Andre said.
Just reach out.
I noticed you didn't pick it. You didn't pick one.
No, because it was too hard. It was too hard. I'm excited.
Here's what I wrote. I go, too many great ideas, not going to pick one. So what I do, then I picked one. And I went with Vanessa Perez. And here's why I picked it. She is at VPrezi. And she said, Q5, enjoying everyone low-key volunteering to host all these upcoming Okla Ed Chat topics. We should be booked till 2020 now. And then she had a meme of Admiral Akbar from Star Wars saying, it's a trap.
I told Stephanie, I was like, that was tricky, but awesome.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
Did you,
by the way, speaking of, I see what you did there. Did you see Aaron Baker tweet at me the other night about a podcast I had suggested that he listen to concerning race and social justice and diversity and things like that? And he finally, he finally listened to it or whatever, and he's sent back, you know, I finally listened to this podcast and it was good indeed. And he put it in quotes.
I see that. I was like, drink. All right. Sorry.
That Aaron Baker.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So question 6, how have you and or your school used Okla Ed to build relationships and network?
Woo, buddy. I am not going to lie. I have used the mess out of some Okla Ed. My school hasn't necessarily got on board yet. I'm trying. I've hosted a few epic teacher chats. Didn't really catch on fire, but
you guys used to try and do that.
Yeah,
sort we had of a regular basis. Okay,
for about 6 months. But it was me moderating every time, so that got a little hard, nobody was ready. They didn't feel confident enough after 5 months to take on.
It's because you guys are a charter school.
Oh my goodness. I quit.
No, we have to finish the episode. Be a professional.
Okay. But I would say over half of my edu friends live west of Oklahoma City, or like in the Oklahoma City area.
They live on the Twitters.
The people that I respect most and my mentors in education are on the Twitters. It's done wonders for me.
Yeah.
I went with Rob Miller here, though. He said, 5 years ago, I knew a few dozen Okla Ed educators outside of my district. Now I feel like I know hundreds. My perspective is deeper. Yeah.
I love it. And I went with two here. Now, how have you and your school used Okla Ed to build relationships and network? I mean, I'm writing a dissertation on this. So that's the impact Okla Ed has had on me.
Right.
You don't write something like that unless you've got you have to have a passion for a thing.
Right.
And right now there's a lot of passion. My thing is here. This is one of them. So I thought this chat was great. And I went with two choices, pick two on this one. I just couldn't favorite one over the other, but Deborah Thorson, who is at DJ Thorson, said, just participating every week improves my school by giving me ideas and an occasional outlet for questions, frustrations. I mean, there's been days when Okla Ed has been full of the sass.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and we've enabled each other there. But there's also been days where it's like, oh my gosh, that's a great idea. Have you thought about XYZ part of that idea?
And then somebody else is like, yeah, but I've, you know, X to the second powered this here, and here's my resource.
Right. And so now you don't have to reinvent a wheel. You just go grab a spoke.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then I also liked what our friend Aaron Baker, who is at Baker Left, said. He said, Okla Ed helps me organize against corporate ed reform with other like-minded Okla educators.
Yes. And he is on a kick right now. I guess there's a television show. I haven't heard of it. What's the thing he's been tweeting lately?
XQ Live, QX Live, something.
Yeah, what is this?
Well, I didn't see it either, but apparently whoever sponsored it bought airtime on all the four major networks. So ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox. And they all shared this show at the same time about a week or so ago.
Oh, about going back and finding it.
Yeah, so I've read some of the stuff that he said, and I like some of the ideas presented through this show, like, come on, we can do better in some places. Yeah. But I think the tone of the show was like, none of you teachers are doing it right anywhere. Mm. Let us show you exactly what you're all doing.
Yeah.
And I think, and you know, Aaron's got, he's got that ear. he's got that ear for coming across that stuff and really catching it. So anyway,
well, he gave him a couple of words this week.
I think about 800 words. so it was interesting because, you know, and I don't always agree with everything Aaron shares, but I love that he shares it because it provides such a strong place for discussion to just happen.
Yes, so, it does.
And I know that he's passionate for public ed. And so if his spidey sensors are tingling, I mean, that means
then
there
must be something going on.
Smoke and fire and all that.
Yeah. Well, question 7, how do you and your school use Okla Ed and Twitter to tell your story of the great things happening? How do you tell your story?
Oh my gosh.
How do you use Okla Ed?
I can't even put the words together now. If you, Aaron Barnes, or you, listener, are not sharing your thoughts, your struggles, your celebrations, or whatever through Okla Ed hashtag, then we don't know what's happening in your school, building, district, educational setting, whatever.
And everything must be hunky-dory.
Yeah. And I know that some people, some are great, some struggle, some are in between. We all have peaks and valleys, but we have to share our stories so that there's a narrative from us, shared by us, not dictated to us, because somebody looks at education and goes, oh, you poor educators. Oh, I am so sorry that you're just messing everything up. Let me show you how to do it from over here. This is what you're feeling. And, okay, I'm getting off my soapbox.
Yeah. Well, I went with Robin Rodriguez on this one. She is at Miss Rodriguez West. She said, I tweet pics like crazy. Mm-hmm. Anytime we do something cool in class, I go around taking pics and hashtag WES56, which is probably a school.
I believe so. I think it's a Clinton school.
Okay. The students love it. And I would have to agree. My students want to be put out on social media.
When I'm teaching in the classroom, stuff happens. It gets tweeted and put on their social media. I mean, that's what I do. I share that stuff because maybe somebody gets an idea from it.
Yeah, yeah.
I went with Dr. Teresa Cullen here, who is at Dr. Terry C. She said, Okla Ed has made me more willing to tell our story and share it. I know who to talk to. And I find that interesting because if you haven't met or come across or been in the orbit of Dr. Terry's brain,
right?
That is one smart cookie, and she's got her fingers and toes into all kinds of amazing
in
stuff.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yes,
if she's felt more willing to do this, and if it's helped her find out who to talk to, then I need to pay attention to what's going on here.
And I mean, so do you, who is a first year teacher, who is a second year teacher, who's never been out here,
right? Or and I think Chris. Christy Cooper even mentioned there was a kind of a little conversation about Facebook versus Twitter and how Twitter is a bit more invigorating, as it were. And her comment was along the lines of, all those people on Facebook just like to stay in their sweats on the couch. which I thought, I had a chuckle. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
So, question 8, how do you promote Okla Ed and encourage coworkers to join in the chats?
I can only scream so loud. I have done chats. I have tried to, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
Right.
That's where I'm at. But Kim Blodgett, she is at Kimber Blodgett. She said, I talked to Okla Ed during faculty meetings. I promote it, sparked some curiosity. I'll keep it up. I should have offered donuts. The answer is yes. Donuts, please. Always donuts when you're trying to teach somebody something.
And yeah, donuts are wonderful teaching tools. I think it's just interesting in that when you talk to folks and you kind of can, if you can sit next to somebody and guide them through a chat or two, because June Kim shared a meme on this one, and he said, my first couple of times in Okla Ed, it was like trying to watch The Matrix, where the green stuff is just constantly falling, you know, and holy smokes, how do you keep up with that? And some of my friends who I love dearly, they're like, I can't do it. It's too much happening.
Yeah.
And so I think because it's such a strong chat, it can be very intimidating, but if you can settle into it for 2 or 3 weeks in a row, it starts to slow down. And
yeah,
you can start figuring your way through there. And sometimes that's a challenge. I went with Becky Maldonado at Becky Leoshin. She said, I talk, and I talk more Okla Ed. Honestly, I think we need more PD on the importance of professional learning networks, PLNs.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you there too.
And there's a quite a bit of research coming along right now where these social media platforms and things like this are super critical, especially if you are a single subject teacher in a building. You know, like if you just teach, like for example, in Oklahoma City metro area or Tulsa metro area, like there's only one choir teacher or there's only one band director, right?
Right.
Or if you live more rural, there's only one math teacher that teaches all like 12 math classes.
So, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And so these kinds of things on social media, these chats and these interactions, if you interact in this way, can take away kind of that sense of isolation.
Yes.
And give you that sense of community that you may not already have, that you may not be able to have in that way. Like, I loved the choir teacher, but I was a math teacher, so we didn't always jive turkey to the same thing.
Right, right. Well, what was your favorite question?
Yeah, it was your favorite question. So what was your favorite question?
My favorite question was 5B, the tricky little question that lined up chats until 2020.
I mean, lined them up like traffic jam.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one because, you know, sometimes I don't think people realize that they can moderate at almost any level of participation in Okla Ed. I mean, we've had people that have never really participated in Okla Ed moderate chats before, and those chats still work out well. So,
yes, they do.
I think it was great to have a user-generated, basically, data set of people that Miss Ann Beck, 25, please go back and read this chat, and you've got your next couple years lined out.
And that would be Mrs. Ann Beck, 25.
Yes. Yeah, Mrs. Whew. I forgot the Mrs. one time, and boy, did she let me know it.
She is married.
Yeah.
Sorry, fellas.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Boom Sauce tweet.
Yeah. What was yours?
I went with Rob Miller, whom I forgot to add until just a second ago. But this was this is kind of where my school revolves. So yeah. I really appreciated this. What would our high schools look like if they were redesigned to meet the needs of all students, not just college-bound students?
Bang.
Yeah. I question that too. What would it look like? What would education look like if that were the case?
Yeah, I think there's some things that we can consider here. Just in general.
Like what?
I just, you know, like look at your school day in the high school, like high schools where I lived. Just like look at your school day. Does it need to start at 8? What if we open the building for teaching at 6:30 and close the building for teaching at 9:30? That allows a lot of flexibility for a lot of folks. And what if, yeah. Oh, by the way, we served breakfast, lunch, and dinner to every single student in the building at the time of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Period. Like, you get a good meal, not a candy bar and a Mountain Dew.
Right. Or a honey bun.
Right. So.
What if, I'm just throwing this out there, okay. What if we didn't have to stop at age 20? I mean, students age out at 21. What if we let adults come back and grab their high school diplomas?
Okay, now that's a good question. And I asked that of a principal friend of mine with eighth graders getting out of middle school and coming to high school and not being prepared at all in any shape.
Right.
And her response, it was very good. But she's like, but Scott, we can't have like an 18-year-old wandering around through the high school or through the middle school.
If we train them like we train our students, why not?
But I don't know. Just that could be a challenging situation if you're the only 18-year-old and you're surrounded by 10-year-olds or whatever. You know what I mean?
I do get it. I do get it.
I don't know. I don't know why. That would be my concern on the flip side. We've got this 26-year-old person still wandering through a high school where there's a bunch of 16, 17-year-olds.
Okay, I see your point. But maybe we could offer another solution.
Right. I'm not saying we can't do it, but out. Right. But is there? Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, well, let's support these people 21. That need more time.
You need to get a GED.
Or yeah, but let's help them get there. I agree with that. Just I'm not sure how it would look. But that's
right. Okay.
That's the nature of the question. You know, all the students.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So
who'd you pick?
I went Sarah Nelson. This was again. Boom. This was Sarah, mom of three boys. She says, I am an out-of-stater, and Okla Ed is one of my favorite chats of the week. Smiley, winky emoji. Yep. She says, I like my Facebook for socializing with friends and Twitter for professional development.
That's how I do it, too. Bang Twitter down. Is for PD.
Yeah.
And stuff. A little bit to see what Donald Trump's got to say. Because he's got a lot to say.
Don't be dissing 45.
Okay, I apologize. Okay.
Can't do that in Oklahoma.
What's next? Sometimes it's just fun.
You cannot diss 45 in Oklahoma.
Okay.
He's huge.
What's next?
He's bigly.
He's huge.
He's bringing you at K-20 Center next week just for you guys. He's bringing, actually, next week is the K-20
Center. They're going to be a really good group of people. They're going to be a really good group of people.
They're going to be beautiful.
They're
going
to come at you, and they're going to come at you with all the information.
Yeah. So it's at K-20 Center, so I'm super excited about this. And if for those of you that don't know, K-20 Center is a professional development center at the University of Oklahoma campus, and they really work with trying to connect teachers with technology and helping them use that as part of their classroom and things like that. So our good friends Tyler Bridges and Ann Beck are both there. So yippee skippy. And their Twitter chat is going to be professional development, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Oh,
we've all sat through some ugly.
We've had a few ugly.
ugly. And we've sat through bad where we're like, all right, I got one idea. I guess it wasn't a total waste of time. And then we've all sat through the ones where we're like, oh my gosh, 2 hours has already gone by. What happened?
Okay. I think I'm going to send you something to add to the show notes. Bad presentation bingo. Okay?
Oh yeah. We got to have some bad presentation bingo.
So just add that to notes. So people, the next time you go to the next staff development, PD, yada, 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 you can use this card. And I'm not advocating for you to scream bingo in the middle of your, principal session, but
Principal
if
Jones,
it happens,
we're going to shift the paradigm towards the bingo.
What do you mean? Anyway, yeah, so I'll share that. You throw it up in the show notes, okay?
I'll put it in the hoochie coochie.
Okay.
So that's next
all right.
week. There you go. It's going to be fabulous. Oh.
It is.
Oh, all right. You all righted me. I wasn't ready.
I wasn't. Okay, no. We're not ready for all rights. What? It's 8:00. That's what you were going to say?
Yes.
You quit me. You said I couldn't move on because we got to say it's at 8:00 Central Standard Time.
You all-righted me, and we hadn't talked about
any of the... You make fun of the fact that I bring this up every week. I'm skipping the point this week, and you're like, wait a second, come back. We got to talk about this.
Chat is every Sunday, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Be there or miss out.
Or lurk.
Or lurk and not miss out. But if you are lurk, my request is that you just at least share that you're there by saying, hi, my name is so-and-so.
I'm lurking. Yeah. Because Scott needs to be able to count you, man.
I want to count you. There may be something in it for you later, like a tweet.
Yay.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
All right.
All right. There we go.
Okay, educators. You know what to do. Get out there and dominate the world.
Let me just hop over here into where the cool things are.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot all about you.
I'm doing a jig.
Oh, my God. That's the best news I've heard all day. Jiggity-giggity-boo.
That's it.
We're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma. Oklahoma. Okay.